Jags, were you an ultimate Frisbee player?
No, I was not. But I've gotten a lot of practice throwing the Frisbee with a Golden Retriever. Unfortunately, I've probably lost more Frisbees and trees and bushes and everything else than anything. I don't even want to know what I've spent on Frisbees for my dog. So.
Well, that's good. At least, you know, does he chew them up, though, too, right?
A lot of them he does, yes. So there's that carnage as well.
Picks against the spread gags. It was an even week where I took the week 6-3-1. Everybody else was 4-5-1. Our guest picker Andy did not beat everyone on there, so we will be looking for a new guest picker. But you know, you're still leading the way. You're 3 games clear of everybody else. So you're 2 games, excuse me. So you're solidly up there, man.
But the gap is closing, and it sounds like it's been a rough season so far for the guest pickers.
Well, see, the guest pickers, if you add up their total records, are in second place right now. They're the closest to you, but they just haven't beaten everybody, which is the rule. You have to beat everybody in order to advance on.
I see. So
you've just been too good.
Well, but the guests are picking up the pace, so I think it's time for me. We're getting into the, you know, the second half of the season. It's time for everyone to pick up their games a little bit here.
Speaking of picking up their games, Gags, the Wyoming offense, listen, I thought Wyoming's defense played their tails off at Boise State. I mean, when you have a 14-10 lead going into the final quarter, that's anybody's ball game, and they were right there and just gave up a couple scores. But this offense continues to struggle, and it brought up the question. JJ and I were talking about this. Reese and I were talking about this earlier. Was Chase Roullier that important to the Wyoming offensive line that it's making that big of a difference right now with the way things are happening up front?
Well, I certainly think he was. I don't think it's the only thing, but you know, I think it's naive to underestimate the importance that Chase Roullier had. And you know, but Logan Harris, and I think Logan Harris and Zach Loss are the only guys that have started every single game on that offensive line this season for this team. And you know, you've had Ryan Cummings go back and forth from guard to tackle. You know, Caden Jackson missing some games, and you know, Gavin Rush filling in, Jace Webb filling in. I still think it's been such a in, you know, 4 or 5 different starting lineups since the season started. So, you know, I don't want to take away the importance that Chase Roullier had, but I just think all the mixing and matching they've had to do on the offensive line has hurt. And even going back, you know, going into Boise, they had pretty much all their same starters at their same positions as last year, other than Logan Harris at center. But that still takes some time. You just don't get that continuity back overnight. And hopefully, for Wyoming's sake, you know, the more those guys are all able to play together, that it gets better. But no, I think, you know, Chase, you know, everyone talks about losing the receivers and losing Brian Hill, and as well they should, but don't underestimate the importance that Chase Roullier had in it.
All right, so Sidney Malulu was already injured. Yohanna Gaifon's injured. Now Connor Kane's injured. Do the Cowboys have any defensive linemen left?
No. To be honest, I mean, they got the 2 true freshmen who will continue to see a lot more time now. And as I kind of expected, they're going to move Dalton Fields back to defensive line. He played defensive tackle, interior defensive line, his entire career, and they moved him over to offensive line in the spring. But now they will move him back this week and probably, you know, for the rest of the season to get some work in there. But, you know, if they don't get Gaifon back this week, and they're hopeful to, but it's probably still not a given. It's that they've got, right now, they've got 3 healthy interior defensive linemen. Throw in Fields, you know, well, Fields is that one because Gaifon is still a, you know, I don't think he's 100% healthy. I don't know if he will be throughout the rest of the season, but that's what they got. And asking today, are they going to look at any other guys? You know, right now there really isn't any other options. There was another interior defensive lineman they recruited, but I think he hurt his knee during camp or early in the season, so he's not a factor. You know, there's some walk-ons, but I don't think they're options right now. So that's what Wyoming has to work with, you know, and they got thin there near the end of the last season, and I think it hurt them. And, you know, not that you want this any time to happen, but the timing probably couldn't be worse when you have to face an option offense this week in New Mexico and how important all 11 guys are on defense against a scheme like that, but especially the interior guys to start things up the middle. So, you know, a tough task got a lot tougher for Wyoming with these injuries.
Gags, I'm curious. Does Brent Vegan, do the Cowboys script the first however many plays of the game? Because that drive to start off the game against Boise State was as efficient and as good a drive as we've seen from the Cowboys this year against that quality of a team. And then they did nothing after that, with the exception of the first drive to start the second half that they got the ball back. Do you know if they do that?
I know they script some things that they want to do, especially, you know, early in the game to get a feel. And then after that, I'm not sure. So I don't know if it's like the first 15 or first 10 or first however. You know, I think you give some credit to Boise's defense for adjusting to a lot of that. But I think that just leads to the frustration that I'm sure a lot of fans and a lot of people on that football team are seeing, is we've seen some pretty impressive drives from this football team, you know, this season at times. We just haven't seen it enough. And look, you know, they're also seeing a defense that also is pretty good, and not just against Wyoming, but look what they did against San Diego State last year, 2 weeks ago, and stopping the run and basically just shutting down what was, you know, a pretty good machine rolling there with the Aztecs. So, you know, I know they script some, and then, you know, obviously it depends on down and distance. You know, if it's, you know, if it's third and four, you know, ideally, you know, you got manageable third downs or you don't get to third downs. But if you get into third and long, you might not have a script for that. So I know they do some of that, but I don't think it's strictly, hey, here's our first 15 plays, this is what we're going to run. You know, there's some adjusting on the fly. But I would agree, those two drives were impressive by Wyoming, and we've seen others kind of like it, but against Boise, that's all we really saw offensively. There really wasn't. In fact, you look back at it, I think 145 of those yards of, what, the 247 they got or 250 or whatever that number was, came on those two drives. There wasn't a whole lot after that or between there.
I'm looking at the stats right here, Gags. Wyoming's offense ranks 126th in FBS out of 129. Only BYU, Kent State, and UTEP's offenses are worse than the Cowboys in terms of yards per game. I mean, where does it have to change, man? I mean, I know it's across the board. Josh Allen will take a lot of the blame from, I think, the national guys that have decided to follow Josh, and since he was one of the top picks, and he's not doing anything statistically to help himself out. But it's a collective effort on the Cowboy offense to have the struggles like this. So where do they go, man?
Well, I just think it is. You know, and we're probably sounding like a broken record because we seem to talk about this each week, but it is a collective group. I mean, I thought against Boise, I mean, you know, they had the wheel, I think it was on the opening drive, the big pass to Van Manen.
Yeah,
he's your fullback. I mean, if it's open, you know, do it, you know, but receivers could not get open against Boise. And, you know, again, credit Boise State and its defensive backs for that, but they couldn't, there wasn't a lot of separation in the receivers. There weren't a lot of things, you know. I thought for the most part, I know Josh Allen was running around a lot, but there were a lot of times he had enough time to throw the ball in a fairly clean pocket, but guys couldn't get open. I mean, again, I'll just go back. It's a collective group, like you said, Keith. It has to be, you know, line play, protection calls. It has to be, you know. I'm not saying Josh Allen's been perfect. He can play better, but, you know, it's receivers getting open. It's Brent Vegan maybe dialing up more plays to where, or different plays to work. There's better opportunities for guys to get open. You know, not being able to generate a run game in this pro-style offense is a big detriment. I mean, we could talk probably the rest of this show about the things that need to get better, but I think it has to fall on the entire group, and coaches included, that it has to all get better. You know, I still think Josh is playing some pretty good football. He's, again, his numbers aren't indicating it, and stuff, but I think he's doing pretty good. But if no one's open, you know, even Tom Brady struggles when guys can't get open, guys. So I don't think you can put this all on Josh Allen, although I think you put it on the collective group. And again, that includes the coaches making the calls.
Robert Gagliardi joining us here in the program. This Cowboy defense has been really, really good this year. The transformation they've made under Scotty Hazleton has been really, really remarkable. I think they're over 100 yards less per game that they're giving up, 10 to 15 points less per game that they're giving up. I think it's been really good. Now they've got some even more momentum heading into this one because they know how bad New Mexico has taken it to them since this staff has been here. I have a feeling this Cowboy defense is going to play with an edge we haven't seen him play with this year, and I think that's going to lead to some good things against the Lobos. What do you think?
Well, I certainly hope so, and I'll agree with everything you said about how well this defense has played, and I would just shudder to think what this team's record would be if this defense hadn't played the way it had. But also remember, I think there's also a little edge that, look, Boise scored on its first three drives of the second half.
Yeah.
I mean, all three possessions resulted in touchdowns, and two of those were really long drives. And, you know, I'm not taking anything away what the defense accomplished, but I know talking to guys today, they weren't happy about what happened at Boise in that second half. And, you know, you got to get off the field when you have the opportunities, especially when you're facing a New Mexico team. I mean, it can't, you know, or we're going to see, you know, this defense continue to get wore down and things could get really ugly for them. But I would hope, you know, like you said, you know, they remember what happened last year. And even for some of the guys that have, you know, none of these guys have beaten New Mexico, at least the frontline guys. So there's that. And I think the second half of Boise stung them. But if they can't, I hope they play with even more of an edge and things like that, because they're going to need every edge and, you know, chance they have to beat a team like New Mexico that they've really, you know, what I think it was 30 points the first time in 14, 38, and then, you know, obviously the 56-point debacle last year. So I would think there would be an edge with these guys going into this game.
Awesome stuff as always, Gags. On the injury front, you mentioned getting Johanna Gafon back hopefully this week. Anybody else that they can expect to get back, or is that pretty much it?
No, that's pretty much it for this week. Craig Bull said that they're hopeful that Adam Pilipel, linebacker, will be back next week from his groin injury, but Sidney Malulu is still out, and Bull said that if he does come back, it would be late in the season. So other than that, and again, I don't, you know, Gafon has to practice, and hopefully he'll able, you know, maybe he won't go all week so he can heal up, but they really need to get him back. But other than that, doesn't look like they'll get anyone else back this week.
Awesome, man. Hey, we will see you on Saturday and catch up with you again next week. Thanks a lot, Gags.
All right, see you guys.
All right, bye. There you go, Robert Gagliardi joining us here on the program as he does every Monday.